This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Mizoram today and lay the foundation stone and inaugurate several development projects worth over 9,000 crore rupees in Aizawl. The projects span key sectors such as railways, roadways, energy, sports and more. In line with his commitment to world-class infrastructure and last-mile connectivity, the Prime Minister will inaugurate the Bairabi-Sairang new railway line, which has been constructed at a cost of over 8,000 crore rupees. The rail line, built in a challenging hilly area, has 45 tunnels constructed under complex geological conditions. Additionally, it also includes 55 major bridges and 88 minor bridges. Our correspondent reports that over 51-kilometer railway line will connect the capital of Mizoram, Aizawl, to the Indian Railways network for the first time. With this project, Aizawl becomes the fourth northeastern capital city after Guwahati, Agartala and Itanagar to be connected with the Indian Railways network, opening avenues for trade, tourism and economic growth. Union Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has stated that the inauguration of the new Bairabi-Sairang railway line will mark a milestone in the history of Mizoram. Mr. Vaishnav arrived in Aizawl yesterday to participate in a function where the Prime Minister will inaugurate the new railway line today. Soon after arriving at the Lone Lengpui Airport, the Union Railway Minister visited Sairang railway station about 20 kilometers from Aizawl. Speaking to reporters, Mr. Vaishnav said the railway line is a part of fulfilling India's Act East policy. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Gyan Bharatam mission is set to become the voice of India's culture, literature and consciousness. Addressing the gathering at the International Conference on Gyan Bharatam in New Delhi, Mr. Modi yesterday said India has the world's largest collection of about 1 crore manuscripts. He further stated that throughout the history, crores of manuscripts were destroyed, but the ones that remain show how devoted the ancestors were to knowledge, science and learning. The Prime Minister also launched the Gyan Bharatam portal, a dedicated digital platform to accelerate manuscript digitization, preservation and public access, and address the gathering on the occasion. President Draupadi Murmu has administered the oath of office of Vice President of India to C.P. Radhakrishnan at the ceremony held at Rashtrapati Bhavan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, former President Ramnath Kovind, Mr. C.P. Radhakrishnan's predecessor Jagdeep Dhankar, and union ministers including Amit Shah, Rajnath Singh, J.P. Nadda, Piyush Goyal and Nitin Gadkari were present on the occasion. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that India considers Europe as a trusted partner, strategic ally and a friend committed to fair play, rule of law, sustainability, quality standards and inclusive growth. Addressing the joint ministerial business interaction on India-European Union Free Trade Agreement in New Delhi yesterday, the minister stressed that the partnership must be viewed not only in terms of expanding trade but also for the larger positive impact worldwide.
I think it's important that we look upon this relationship not purely from the lens of what we can do to expand trade between Europe and India, but for the larger impact this partnership can have worldwide. Her Excellency President Ursula von der Leyen had very rightly said, and I'd like to quote, "In an era of conflicts and intense competition, you need trusted friends. For Europe, India is such a friend."
Market regulator SEBI has reduced the maximum exit load on mutual funds withdrawals from 5% to 3%, a move aimed at easing costs for investors exiting within a year. SEBI also allowed higher commissions for distributors bringing in women investors and those from towns beyond the country's top 30 cities. SEBI has further permitted registered investment advisors to share past performance data and relaxed eligibility norms, allowing any graduate with NISM certification to register as an advisor. In capital market reforms, SEBI eased minimum public offer norms for large companies. Firms with market capitalization between Rs 50,000 crore and Rs 1 lakh crore will now need to float IPOs of at least Rs 1,000 crore or 8% of market cap. And that is the end of this news bulletin.